Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. State Capitol security is at the forefront of issues facing Minnesota lawmakers even before the session begins in February. Proposals include adding metal detectors and limiting the number of entrances to the building. Senate Majority Leader Aaron Murphy says there's a fine line between keeping the Capitol open and tightening up security.
Some of the things that we have to do if we pursue this will require resources. In some cases, we may need law changes or rule changes. So, like so many things, I think being very thorough, methodical, and drawing a conclusion that strikes the right balance.
The Minnesota State Patrol is hiring a third-party expert to look at the current security procedures and make recommendations for changes at the state capitol. A new electronic application system for state prison visitors is expected to significantly reduce wait times. Department of Corrections Commissioner Paul Schnell says family and loved ones used to send paper visitor applications through the U.S. mail.
We had periods of time where it was pushing 4 months, 5 months even. We believe that, and just based on the experience of the staff who've been processing these applications, that the electronic applications will really improve their ability to efficiently process them.
Schnell says some visitor applications were reviewed by DOC staff and then sent back through the mail to be updated. The new system will also save thousands of dollars in postage costs. And her publicist says Minnesota native and WKRP in Cincinnati star Lonnie Anderson died at age 79 in Los Angeles. She played Jennifer on the popular TV show about an Ohio radio station from 1978 to 82. Anderson also appeared in movies, including Stroker Ace with ex-husband Burt Reynolds. Anderson was born in St. Paul, grew up in Roseville, and started acting locally at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater and Old Log Theater. Defensive end Jared Allen is the latest Minnesota Viking to put on a Pro Football Hall of Fame gold jacket. Allen was inducted Saturday in Canton and thanked the Vikings organization, front office, and coaches.
I'm a firm believer that God puts people in your life at the appropriate times. And what you did for the growth of my career, but more importantly, the people that you surrounded me with in that organization helped me grow as a man. That is why I will forever call the Vikings my home.
Allen mentioned playing alongside Ben Liebert, Chad Greenway, E.J. Henderson, and Antoine Winfield. He also said he cannot wait to be at the Pro Football Hall of Fame induction for Kevin Williams. And the Twins snapped a four-game skid with a 5-4 win over the Guardians in the series finale Sunday in Cleveland. The Twins scored four times in the first inning and added an insurance run in the eighth. Minnesota opens a three-game series tonight at first place Detroit. This is MNN.